Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take a little bit of time with you again and step out of time into the midst of summer. Midsummer, it's an amazing time, and maybe you've already been at a carnival or possibly even a circus. I don't know, but this time of year brings to mind a song by Don McLean years ago. You may not be familiar with it, but a line from it stirs in me right now. Don sings, "My life is like a three-ring circus, and I get to see it for free." And I wonder if we're taking a look at our life right now, or better said, through our lives from this moment, looking out at the larger, vaster world. Not ignoring our dearest loved ones who are near us and the needs of those immediate to us, but indeed being able to see beyond our own small circle, circus, and the liveliness of it all, to treasure it possibly, to take a moment and truly treasure what's here. The verse for Sunday before the gospel on the 20th of July stirs us again to that thoughtfulness, that heartfulness that seems so wonderful from Matthew 11:25. "Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have revealed to the little ones the mystery of the kingdom." So enjoy for me a little while, a walk in this midsummer time to a carnival, to a circus, and take a little time and let's look at our lives as three-ring circuses that we get to see for free. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking of a Ferris wheel right now, and I enjoy them until they stop in midair. I've been on a number of them, and even as this older guy now, if I'm traveling with someone and we happen to be at a carnival or a place where there's a Ferris wheel set up and we're up there and all of a sudden it stops, maybe to load other people down below. But whatever happens, whatever caused it to happen, fear stirs in me. And it's interesting. It happens because the Ferris wheel stopped. And there's a little bit of fear in stopping things or letting them slow down or taking a moment now, but it's important to do that. And of course, from the Ferris wheel, once a little bit over my fear, I begin to have an overview with whoever I'm up there with, out over the whole circus, the whole carnival. We can see where the cotton candy is being enjoyed by people who are stepping up to get it, and which might be near a booth for chances on small appliances, or we're watching families regather beside, below, and getting ready to get their ticket or have their ticket ready to get on this ride. Life is a ride, and sometimes in the midst of it, it's a bit like a circus, maybe with more than three rings, and we get to see it for free if we take the freedom of this moment to look deeply into this moment. Not with an analytical mind, but with our hearts opening more, a little bit more beyond the fear that can come when we abruptly stop. Now, though, pause. And take the time in this midst of summer and many other things and possibly many tasks that rose up that have this summer feeling not quite like the one we dreamt. But now here we are, stopped on the top of a Ferris wheel and able to look out and take our breath and possibly, if we imagine it and it's real, sitting in a seat beside someone we really wanted to go on a ride with. Maybe it was spontaneous. Hey, let's try this one. And here we are, beside someone we care for. Smiles on our faces, delight now with fear fleeing, and a place of security beyond, beside that person. And looking down, oh, there's a bar over our lap or something that's holding us in, and we're only here for a little while. All of a sudden, I realize this is a brief moment, a pause. And we can look out. Delight, and I'm thinking of it as in the evening hours when all those light bulbs light up the vast view of this small or larger carnival below, and it's a microcosm of families having fun and people in delight and fear fleeing, and a felt sense of presence with a friend or one who loves us and one we love. This is over and over again, someone who's dear to us and we're dear to. This is the loving God who calls out to us and invites us to see things as the little ones who are not overwhelmed by mystery, but indeed called into it, who know that things are revealed in the mystery of a Ferris wheel ride and the complexities of our own circus. The microcosm opens and we begin to see the beauty of all that's around us. And interestingly enough, a quiet is over this whole lively area. We're high enough or in this moment of solitude, actually, to look out into maybe trees, into the parking lot, or having a felt sense again of people arriving and going from little spots of joy below and possibly having joined hands with the one beside us or arms around each other already. We smile and feel the evening air and the breath of the goodness of being where we are. The midst of summer gets micro. Not managed, but in the midst of this ride, we pause and sit beside. We're almost beside ourselves. In a short while, you and I will be grounded again. We will have made our way around a few times, maybe turns on this real, real ride of the wheel of life. And as we arrive on the ground and someone helps us up and out, we get our feet grounded. We get grounded and we put our 2 feet on the ground again, as we say. But way up there, or deep down in right now, we're actually getting grounded. We're seeing for a moment from another vantage point the advantage of stillness, of what seems to be stoppage, pause. Fear flees again, and you and I find each other, and the one who's always sitting beside us. It's a wonderful experience of letting ourselves go, go on rides, and then when we're on them, letting go. And I'm glad to be with you. I'm thinking of the reading for Romans for this Sunday, whether you're at Eucharist or not, or somewhere where it's read. It's Romans 8, 26 to 27, and we might close with this in just another word or two. The Spirit, Paul tells us, sisters and brothers, comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit, God's very self, intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because God intercedes for the holy ones. We hear again the little ones, the children, we who are on our ride in the midst of the summer, according to God's will. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to the little ones in the midst of the circuses and carnivals of our midsummer life the mysteries of the reign of God. As we pause, rest, open our hearts, take a breath, possibly hold each other's hands, feel your arm around us, and share peace. Peace, my friends. Wonderful to share this day with you, and welcome. Welcome to this summer day. And each one, one at a time, as we walk and ride through this summer.